You know what blows my mind? In Japan, the biggest holiday tradition isn't about partying. It's about eating noodles and listening to temple bells ring exactly 108 times to cleanse away human desires.
That's such a departure from the Times Square ball drop. How did these traditions develop so differently?
Well, it's fascinating because while we're popping champagne and making noise, Japanese New Year's or Oshogatsu is this incredibly peaceful spiritual time focused on family and reflection. And here's what's wild. Their Christmas is actually more like our Valentine's Day.
Hold on. You're telling me they celebrate Christmas differently too? How so?
Oh yeah. Christmas in Japan is all about romantic dates and, believe it or not, KFC. The company actually runs out of chicken every December because people pre-order their Christmas buckets months in advance. But let's talk about these amazing New Year's traditions, starting with Toshikoshi Soba.
What makes these particular noodles so special?
So, these aren't just any noodles. They're specifically buckwheat noodles that symbolize longevity because they're long and breaking ties with the past year because they're easy to bite through. But here's the catch. You have to finish them before midnight or it's considered terrible luck.
That's such beautiful symbolism. What happens when midnight actually strikes?
That's when something truly magical occurs. The Joya no Kane ceremony. Buddhist temples across Japan ring these massive bronze bells exactly 108 times. Each ring represents one of the human desires or temptations that Buddhism teaches cause suffering. Things like anger, greed, jealousy.
So it's like a spiritual cleansing to start the new year? That's so much more meaningful than our typical countdown.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is that this tradition dates back over 1,000 years. The sound of these bells, each weighing several tons, can be heard for miles. They say the deep resonance actually changes the molecular structure of water, similar to how meditation affects water crystals.
That's incredible. What happens after all the bells finish ringing?
That kicks off Hatsumode, the first shrine visit of the year. And we're talking about millions of people visiting shrines in the first 3 days of January. At major shrines like Meiji Jingu in Tokyo, people wait up to 4 hours just to make their first prayers.
Tell me more about these shrine visits. What makes them so special?
Well, there's this fascinating system of lucky charms called Omomori. They're believed to only hold power for 1 year. So people return their old ones to be ceremonially burned and buy new ones. The most popular types are for academic success, traffic safety, and finding love. They sell millions of these every New Year's.
That's such an interesting cycle of renewal. But what about the more commercial aspects?
Oh, that's where Fukubukuro comes in. These mystery lucky bags that stores sell at huge discounts. The contents are worth at least double, sometimes triple what you pay. The most legendary was probably in 2015, when some Apple Store bags contained MacBooks worth over $1,800 for just $300.
Those odds sound pretty amazing. Are there any downsides to visiting during this time?
Well, you've got to plan carefully because Japan basically shuts down from January 1st to 3rd. About 70% of restaurants close, and even some ATMs limit service. But here's a pro tip. Convenience stores are lifesavers. They're not only open 24/7, but they stock special New Year's foods and even sell shrine amulets.
How do modern Japanese people feel about maintaining these ancient traditions?
That's what's really fascinating. Despite being one of the most technologically advanced societies, about 73% of Japanese people still participate in these traditional New Year's customs. Young people might be on their smartphones all year, but when Oshogatsu comes, they're right there with their families, eating soba and visiting shrines.
It sounds like they've found a beautiful balance between old and new.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes it so special. Where else can you use your digital wallet to buy ancient lucky charms or tweet about your traditional temple bell experience? It's this perfect blend of honoring the past while embracing the future.
What lessons do you think we could take from this approach to celebrating the new year?
You know, I think the biggest takeaway is how intentional it all is. Instead of just partying away the old year, they take time to reflect, reset, and set intentions for the future. Maybe we could all benefit from taking a moment to listen to the metaphorical bells in our own lives.